You are listening to Zoom, the retro comic book show.
All right, welcome to Doom. I'm your host, Timmy Doom. We back with JD. And you got anything that else that you want to say? Oh, hold on, about the Superman trailer.
I do agree with you. It was a teaser. I think they could have done something more different than that, but after, you know, it was a teaser. So I just hope. I know I shouldn't say I just hope. I wonder. I'm curious to know what direction they would take the movie into. It seems very interesting. That's how I feel about it.
Okay, now I'm tired of just hearing these people. Well, I was tired. Hopefully, they is dying down now. About Justice League, this. Are they going to need to do this? They need to release all these Batman, Superman, blah, 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 before they release Justice League to introduce them. I'm like, no, bitch. Why they got to do it like Marvel? Why they got to copy Marvel?
Exactly.
Why can't they just come out? And I hope this is true. What they, people saying it's not true. They offer Ben Affleck to, I'm sure you heard about it, to direct that movie, Justice League, to just do a Justice League movie. That's it. And I'm like, oh, and his crew was saying, well, if he's going to do it, that he's going to want to be in it. And I suppose is one of the superheroes. So I was like, I hope that happens. Because if they do that, it means one, they'll have to rush it. If they sign him up now, it will have to be in the next 3 years. Therefore, it'll be a rush job and then turn out crappy. there's no going to be no introduction to each movie character except maybe Superman and maybe Green Lantern, but I even doubt that. And if they make him one of the heroes, it's really going to suck. Okay. If people try to point to The Town, and he did another movie called Gone, Baby Gone, they're like, those are great movies. I'm like, no, those are okay movies. Well, I didn't see Gone, Baby Gone, but The Town was good. To me, it was overrated. The thing that made that movie was Hawkeye, Jeremy Renner.
Yeah. Give a damn.
So I think he would fuck it up, and I hope that happens. I hope he makes the movie. That's all I can say on that.
Okay, well, okay, this is how I see about that, because I heard about it, too. You look at his movies, Gone, Baby, Gone, and The Town, dark, bleak movies like Christopher Nolan. If they do give it to him, I have a feeling, Joe, he may be in the same vein as realism crap like Christopher Nolan. I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I like that or not, with the Justice League. You know what I mean?
I hope he ruins it, and then Marvel will win the day again.
Well, they're kicking ass. Well, they're kicking ass already. And you know what I was going to say? You know already, they're going to have to reboot the Batman to fit in the Justice League if they go to another director.
No, they would just start, they would just have Justice League with a Batman in it.
They
could have Christian Bale, but they, you know, would just pretend like, you know, that's, they could fit him in somehow. Or they probably just have another whole Batman, and that also make fans mad. And I'm like, yeah. Marvel win that day. Yeah.
Yes, they do. Well, one thing you wrote,
they're gonna fuck up Wonder Woman. They ain't gonna be able to do her right.
Did you see the commercials on CW 18? Well, it's 18. They got the Green Lantern coming this fall. Did you see the
Green Arrow?
A Green Arrow. I said to myself, okay, you niggas put him in Smallville already, but you're going to say, F it. You're going to do the whole thing all over again. They don't know
it's
what
a
they
new
want
actor,
to do.
Too, I think. A whole new actor.
Yeah. They don't know what they want to do. And like, look at Green Lantern from 2-3 years ago. I know you said it, you liked it. It was okay. But tell me that, it's like, it's like, come on, guys. Come on. You know? And Superman Returns sucked asses.
Well, that's why they're redoing it, so nobody, if this is good, they can't complain about it, so.
I hope Marvel gets the Fantastic Four back. I hope they get the Fantastic Four.
No, they ain't getting that. Hell no, they ain't getting that. That's why they said, if we let you keep Daredevil, if you let us get Silver Surfer, because we know damn well you ain't going to give us the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
It's like, hell no, no. Either the X-Men, you could bang that shit up.
Yo, you could write that bitch.
Disney would just rule the whole thing if they had X-Men, Fantastic Four.
Oh, dude, the game is over. It will be over. The game will be damned. If they had Spider-Man 2, the game
and
will be
could
over.
And they could do Civil War. The game is over. Except hopefully with a better ending than the one how it ended.
You know what? Captain America gets to live. So, yo, what's up with you not liking X-Men versus the Avengers?
No, I mean, I didn't really read it. I'm just saying there's too much shit for me to read, so I haven't read it. That's all.
Okay, that's how I feel. That's how I feel.
But back there, I was like, yeah, I'm going to get every issue. I'm like, no, wait a minute. They got 9 issues now of the regular Avengers versus X-Men. Then they got A versus X, which is little comics showing one person fighting another, like Marvel versus DC. Is like that. That's A versus X on top of Avengers versus X-Men. And I think they both got 9 issues apiece, plus the Avengers and X-Men series that all tie into it.
Now, see, it's called, they need to streamline this bitch. Streamline it, man. I can't be fooling about all that comics.
You don't buy the comics anyway. Shut up, nigga.
I don't. You're right.
For me to buy comics and send it to you. But
yeah, you bitch. We can, but Tim, yeah, you're right. If Marvel and Disney got their asses, you know, the rights, they will rule. The game is over, DC. The game will be done. I'm sorry. The game will be done.
They'd be all over TV. They have an X-Men TV series crossing over with the movies. They just run everything.
Now, Tim, I guess the population agree that the only good thing in the Fantastic Four movies was that Silver Surfer character. Your boy, Tom Jones, or what's his name? Jim Jones?
Yeah, I forgot the dude's name already. But they jacked his voice out of it, and they put Larry Fishburne.
Yep, F him up.
Doug Jones. That's his name, Doug Jones.
Doug Jones, yeah.
He was the Hellboy as the fish man.
Yep. I think we all agree he was the best thing in that movie, and I really do believe Marvel could amp up that bitch good, you know? And I think that's good. Now, I want to say something. We all like the Avengers. But one dude, he was bashing the Avengers and trying to, like, pump up the Dark Knight Rises. He said Loki was uninteresting. He would bring lizard creatures to take over the Earth. That was so lame. I said to myself, bitch, the movie overall was good. You know, I didn't care about the Chitauri. I didn't care about the ass. But Loki was interesting as hell, as usual. What are you talking about, you dumbass? it was like Transformers Part 4. I'm like, oh, God.
Then good that he don't like it, but I did, and so did a lot of other motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's like 600 million worldwide.
No, it's a billion worldwide.
Yeah, I'm sorry, billion. One dude named the Cool News said, thank you, Josh Whedon, for bust-fucking Chris Nolan. I was cracking up. He said, I hate his ass. He's pretentious. He's a prick. He thinks he's important. The only good movie he ever made was Prestige. I'm like, damn. He said, thank you for busting.
You know, somebody else just recently said that, too. They said the movie that they liked by him was The Prestige. I forgot he made that.
But everybody else,
this is the ass of Memento and what's that other one he did? Inception. I don't like those movies.
Inception was good. I thought it was good. Memento, it was good, too. I do like Memento. It's just, I think his take is kind of played out. And I agree with one dude said, he wrote a paper in New York Times. He said, I don't think people want to hear post 9/11 being hostages to Wall Street. And I said to myself, yeah, I think. Cause you know what, too? When I first saw the trailers for Dark Knight Rises, I said, haven't we been there, done that with the Joker? He's trying to get, you know, uprise people. They're talking about the villain.
No, this was about overthrowing the rich or whatever, or uprising, or taking over the city. But whatchamacallit was more about chaos. Joker was more about, you know.
Oh, anarchy?
Yeah, anarchy.
Okay.
This is order, they had a plan all the way through. Even though, so did Joker have a plan, actually. But you can't just do that shit without a plan. What he
oh,
did.
Hell no.
And even then, it wouldn't come off without, you know.
But yeah, it's like, wow, dude. It's like, but yeah, Tim, I mean, the Avengers won this summer. They won this bitch, okay? They won this bitch. Hobbit.
No, you can't compare. It's apples and oranges. That's a camp fun. That's a campy adventure light thing. This is done in Dark Knight is done in a realistic universe with Christopher Nolan taking this seriously character. No, you can't compare them.
Okay, and you said Trill. Yeah, the U.S. government would have bombed the hell out of Gotham City once that nigga took over. Okay, they would have bombed the hell out of that nigga. They would not let that nigga take over for 5 months, Tim. I think it was 5 months.
But it made sense how all you got to do to fix a broken back is put nigga on, have him hang on a rope by his arms and then do it. Yeah, let me just crack your back like Mr. Bentley on the Jeffersons when you used to walk from George back.
Yep, wheezy. Yep.
I can walk again. I can walk.
I can do 5 push-ups. And you're done.
Wait a minute, hold on. What about a cartilage in your knee? I thought it was all fucked up, but you climbed up the hole. And walking away, no problem.
And you know what, Tim? I had a problem with that, too. Because in the beginning of the movie, they took great pains to show us he was on a crutch, he was on a cane, he couldn't walk well, and all of a sudden, he put that brace on, he didn't use it to kick Bane's ass at all. I'm like, okay, wait, where did this went, bitch?
Well, he probably did try to fight Bane. He had a suit on, he tried to fight Bane, but Bane won because he was a better fighter. That little mechanic that he had was going to help the situation.
That fight was so horribly done.
Wait, no, I thought that was a good fight. I thought that was maybe I have to watch the game out. But
no, you don't. Don't spend the money. Don't give them no money. No, Tim, I'm like, come on, man. This is supposed to be Nightfall, coming of Nightfall, No Man's Land. It's like, damn, bitch. Come on, man. And I told someone this. They don't have the Scarecrow at the end being judge and jury. What the hell is the Joker? And I thought about it. I said, oh, yeah, he didn't go to the Arkham Asylum. He released some niggas in jail. But was it the Scarecrow in Arkham Asylum?
But come on, man, he's dead. There would be, you can't have another actor play him or nothing. That would be or have a CGI in the background laughing. People would be like, no, that wouldn't work. So he did, and then Christopher Nolan claimed that he didn't originally have the Joker in that scene, because somebody said he originally had the Joker written in that scene before Homeboy died. He probably didn't have the script done.
Thank you. No, it wasn't done.
If he was alive, do you think he would have put? Because people would have said, well, maybe if he was alive, he would have put the Joker in there, and like the Joker would have been up with Bane and them. But in the end, he would have been like, fuck it, I'm going to be on help Batman just so I can keep the bat alive. So I can keep the war alive, you know, and I turn against Bane. Do you think that would have made a better movie if the Joker was in it?
I think if the Joker was still alive, Heath Ledger, if God didn't take him away, I think the whole movie would have been different. It would have been no Bane. It would have been another Joker.
No, you can't do that. People would say, why the Joker in every fucking movie? No, they wouldn't have done that.
Because they loved his ass in that second one like a mother effer.
I like Bane. I thought that, well, I shouldn't say like, I found he was a good bad guy. Until they undercut him by saying, well, that's his boss right here, the little girl we raised.
I was cracking up.
What about the addition of Ra's al Ghul saying that's her father and how they showed him go to the prison and rescue his daughter go to the prison and, you know, get everybody out?
It was a little bit too little, too late, in my opinion. That was a good little plot device, but it was too late. I was done with that movie all that time.
I guess we start talking about Dark Knight Rises. We spent.
Well, I was done with that movie by that time. I'm like, I know what you're trying to do, but this bitch is like close to 3 hours long. It dragged. It was dark, depressing. I'm done with this. The plot holes are ridiculous. I'm done with this, dude. So when she stabbed him at the end, you know, because he thought he was Bane's, he was Ra's al Ghul's son, which I thought was interesting. You know, I was like, okay, that's an interesting twist. Come to find out, that's not the twist. There's another twist. That's okay. But I was done with that bitch. I was done.
Okay.
I was more involved when oh my God, what's her name? Gwen Stacy's father found out Peter Parker and Spider-Man is the same person. When he took off his mask, he turned around. I'm like, damn, I didn't even gonna do all that. He said,
well, you did, because it's something like that. The minute he saw that in the street, they said, oh, he dead.
Yep. I said, yeah, he's gone. He is gone. Oh, wow.
Another thing those fucking asshole critics about Amazing Spider-Man, how is cops going to be shooting a guy who's unarmed because he saw him whip the whole police force? He just beat up your captain. He can flip around with super speed. Nobody can catch him. He's shooting things out of his wrist that nobody knows what it is. Yes, they're going to shoot him. They're going to shoot at him.
Besides, they shoot all the time in real life anyway. Punk asses. Yeah. And I was
they probably saw the black man in the costume.
Get this nigga. We got to get this nigga.
Hit him and right the leg.
And you know, I'm like, I was more involved with that scene and the twist and bat and the Dark Knight Rises. No, I'm the daughter. I'm the boss. I'm like, okay, whatever. Whatever.
I didn't give a goddamn about that bitch. I didn't care.
Thank you. Thank you.
She looked sexier as a bad guy than a good guy. I don't know why. She,
who?
Tell you, when she suddenly found out she was bad and she had her hair pulled back.
I want to bang her. I want to bang her, in her ear, right in her ear, in her face.
But we all see she is not as sexy as Rachel Dawes from the last movie, a.k.a. Gyllenhaal. Maggie,
okay, so I'd rather do Cecilia Murphy than those two. Okay, the Scarecrow. Okay, they did nothing for me. Oh, by the way, real quick, since you live in L.A., have you seen, I mean, did you feel sorry for Tom Cruise break up?
No, well, shut up, nigga. The whole country knew about that breakup. Why would I feel sorry?
Okay, I thought you would see him around, you know.
And I was going to ask you about something that happened in Florida, but I can't remember what it was. Everything happens in Florida.
Trayvon Martin? No.
No. No.
That's from Casey?
No, I can't forget it. No. Damn! No, that's old shit. I was talking about something else. And I wasn't talking about the guy who ripped off the other guy's face with his teeth either.
Yeah, that was crazy, dude.
Yeah. But that wasn't even near you anyway.
I was going to say.
But was that all in the news about the so-called zombie?
Yeah, that was crazy. That was effing crazy. What's wrong with these niggas? You know, that was the news, big time, big time. Did you watch any of the Olympics?
No.
Come on, ain't you American?
Fuck would I give a goddamn about? Even though I know you was upset when you found out that little black girl who won in gymnastics, that people were talking about her hair and how bad it was. I know that hurt your heart.
No, because I was the one that started the conversation. I was against it. I was happy her daddy left her, too. I'm like, yep. Her daddy, yeah, loved that part. Loved it. I just hate the fact that I couldn't see America's Got Talent because that crap was on for 2 weeks.
I did see Usain Bolt, though, run against the American. And him and they broke the record. I saw that when American and Usain broke the record. You know, Usain, everybody was paying attention to the fact that Usain won, even though that brother was right behind them, and everybody else was behind them, was way behind them, but the brother was right behind them, and they said, fuck this nigga, Usain Bolt is the winner! He broke the record. He's like, the black man broke the record too. No, Usain broke the record.
Oh, I know what you want to talk about. Dwight Howard coming to L.A. The basketball player?
No, I don't care. Even though I'm glad that I'm hoping that I make the team win, just so L.A.
I could care less about that idiot.
What about your Orlando? I know you care about what's going on with the Miami Heat that's near, you know, with what's the...
I don't give a damn about them idiots either. What's his name? LeBron James?
Yeah, because they won, didn't they? They won.
Who did they beat? Dallas? Or something? Or Boston?
They beat Boston, but was your city, like, mad? Or was it like, yeah, we are happy for Miami?
No, they was mad. They was like, no, that should have been the Magic with the new arena. I said, that new arena, y'all got to pay for that bitch now. Y'all got no – Dwight Howard's gone. They got to pay for that bitch. They still paying for that, too.
Let's talk about what's going on with you lately. I heard that you got arrested once.
Yeah, the cops went to talk to me. Yeah. They went to talk to me because these three idiot females filed a complaint. They felt like I was trying to stalk and kill a model. Smooth criminal, and I had to go down to the freaking court jail and explain to them. I'm like, this is a
no. I believe them. Is the shit that you be saying when you break off with your models? I don't blame them for putting your ass in jail. You need to just let go. When you have a falling out with somebody, you should just not say anything to them anymore.
But Tim, they dropped the charges. The court, because it was like, no, there's nothing. There's nothing.
Well, how long were you in jail? Well, how they get? Did you go? Did you turn yourself in? Did they?
Yeah, I was like, yeah. You know, because they wanted to talk to me. I said, yeah, no problem. Going in. They was like, well, we have to detain you. We have to find out. I'm like, what do you mean find out? This is created. This is all made up. Well, these individuals are afraid. I'm like, yeah, now they should be afraid.
That don't make sense. How is it that stalkers, like dudes who break up with their wife who say they're going to kill them, the woman can't get a restraining order against them or get protection against them, but yet somebody could claim that you want to kill somebody when you didn't even make that claim? You just had
and
a...
You know what? That's what the other dude said. He was like, well, Florida's like that. they'll arrest your ass first and ask questions later. I don't know about L.A. He said they'll arrest you first. Like give you an example. You're domestic violence. All the wife's got to do is pick up the phone. Yeah, I'm getting hit. The cops going to come, pick up the man. We'll talk downtown. What you mean we'll talk downtown? I ain't hit this bitch. No, we got to talk downtown. Let's go. You gotta wait till you see a judge or his attorney. I'm like, damn.
But did they get your ass on the weekend? Or did they get you on
a... It was in a weekday.
Okay. So when you were out the next day?
No, 2 days later.
What? Why 2 days?
Yep, I had to post my bond until they find out what was going on.
But why did it take you 2 days? Why couldn't you post it that night and be out the next day or that night? Or?
Well, I had that money. They put it at $5,000, too.
What?
Which was $500 per kid. Yeah.
10%.
10%. Yeah, Tim. I'm like, what? This is not real. They're like, well, we have to detain you. We have to find out. And if you do post, we're going to put a GPS monitor on you. That cost me $80 a week.
You had a bracelet on your ankle?
Yep. He was like, well, you can't go around the females, the three money, three people.
Wait,
here.
You couldn't leave the state?
No, oh no, hell no. I couldn't go, no, I had to go just to work and back.
but how could you, but were you charged and convicted?
Nope.
Then how the fuck they going to put an anklet on you when you wasn't even convicted of nothing?
Well, my mom and the bail bondsman, they said, James, you really have a lawsuit if you want to go after them. And because they're like, you should not have been charged this money. And I'm like, because they said, you didn't do anything. I said, I know, it's effed up.
But you feel like that is not going to go. Oh, you lost your job? You were gone for 2 days?
Yeah, it was only 1 day because I was off 1 day. It was only 1 day.
Then how you lose your job from one day? Or just because of the charges?
Yeah, the charges, yep. And then when I went on deployment, to get my unemployment, to fight for it, the job was going to say, oh, well, he was being convicted of what they call that, Tim? Planning a crime. And we, in security, we couldn't do that. And the lady of unemployment said, but those charges were dropped. You shouldn't have fired him that way. So I won. It was only 2 weeks, well, 3 weeks, 3 weeks of back pay. I still didn't get my money yet. Still didn't get my damn money yet for unemployment. But I won that, Tim. I did win. Because it was like, unemployment down here, he said, yeah, you shouldn't have fired him because of that. Because
you
the charges is
sue,
different than the...
Well, I mean, you should sue or whatever to get your money back for all that anklet bracelet.
My mom said the same thing. She's like, you know, that's not right. They're going to... Oh, by the way, just to let you know, when I got my court date in the mail, and I did get another job, I said, you know, a little security part-time job, when I got my court date in the mail, May 15th was the court date. So I got that in the mail, Tim. I had to wait a whole three and a half weeks. I was sweating this. I'm like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? I go down to the courthouse, right, for my court date. The courtroom was locked, Tim. So I said, what the hell? What's going on? And then a white dude came behind me. It was a skinny kid. He's like, you here for courtroom 14C? I said, yeah, man. I'm here for 12 o'clock. It's 11:30. This room was locked, dude. And he was like, okay, yeah, I'm here for drug possession. They told me to be up here, too. I said, well, I'm not here for that. Okay, I'm here for, you know, I was a charge. And he was like, well, I don't know what's going on, man. But yeah, I said, yeah, I want to get this over with. So he said, I'll be back. So he went downstairs, the information came back upstairs. Nobody in the room said stuff for me and him. He said, yo, they told us they moved it to courtroom 18B. I said, what? As I got up, went to the information. I said, lady, this is my case number. It's James Watkins. She looked at the computer. She was like, oh, they dropped the case. There was no evidence. I said, what?
What?
they dropped that 2 weeks ago. They didn't notify
what?
You?
Oh,
I said,
my God.
I have an ankle bracelet. And she said, yeah, she's on the computer, right? She said, yeah, I'm looking at that right now. And she said, they did not tell you they dropped this case 2 weeks ago. I said, ma'am, no. I'm paying for ankle bracelet. I lost my job because of this charge. She was like, yeah, there was no evidence, so they had to drop it. And the dude looked at me. He said, man, what about me? I'm here for drug possession. She got his name, his social security number. She said, oh, no, you better go to court right now. She said, yeah, they ain't dropping nothing from you. There's cannabis. Yeah, cannabis on his ass. Now, that thing was funny. She said, oh, no, you going to court. And so I was like, and I said, ma'am, what? I was frustrated, Tim. I was happy.
But did you get your money back for those 2 weeks?
No. No. And I still owe the ankle bracelet people 3 weeks.
No, you're a sucker. You need to fucking make them, the state, whoever made you talk to the judge, be like, no, y'all need to pay up for this because there was no evidence. I haven't been convicted of anything. And the charges were dropped, and I still had to keep this thing on, even though I was found innocent.
Not guilty. And, oh yeah. Well, I do have to finish paying off the bondsman, $200. So I will finish paying off the bondsman. But with the help of him and my mom, I got out 2 days later. So I will pay him. But the ankle bracelet, I'm not even worried about that. But I told the lady, I said, ma'am, why did no one send me or notify me? You know what she told me, Tim? She said, Mr. Watkins, she looked up at me from the computer. She said, Mr. Watkins, this is how they do it here in this state of Florida. They will come after you with everything they got. If they think they got something on you, Tim, they will come after you. But if they don't have nothing on you, they don't say nothing.
Mm.
And I said, I lost my job. She said, don't you know how many people I've heard just like you told me that? They got arrested under false charges. They lost their job. And she said, in some cases, they lost their home. And they lost some assets, you know, financial assets. Because
yeah.
I guess we know with the ex-wife, whatever, they lost a lot of assets. They never knew that the case was dropped until they came here to me or to my office. I looked at her, I said, this is bull crap. She said, yeah. She said,
why
yeah,
don't she try to take it into her husband and be like, okay, let me look in the computer. Well, I guess she can't because she don't know people's names. She can't look up everybody in the computer and say, do you know your case was dropped? But I guess they need to tell people to call every day and make sure.
But Tim, oh, no, hold on. What you were saying? She should have done that to call me, you mean?
Yeah, she wouldn't know, though, that it's not, she probably
wouldn't
know.
Oh, yeah, she would know. Yeah, it's in the state's hand.
But I'm saying they could tell people, call every day. Like, lawyers should be telling people, like, these little public defenders would be like, okay.
Yes.
Because they know, they should say, call every day to make sure that the case is still on, you know.
Or to mail a damn letter to niggas, your case has been dropped. They didn't do that, Tim.
No, I'm saying y'all, the people need to call every day because the state ain't going to do it, obviously.
Oh, you're talking about us.
Hey, y'all call every day, like, am I still on? Am I still on?
Yeah, what's up?
May 15th? Yeah. Am I still on for May 15th?
Yeah.
I told you to quit bugging me, motherfucker. There's probably no number to call. You probably have to go down there every day.
You have to, Tim. That's what they do on purpose. And she said, we'll be honest with you too, Mr. Watkins. You know, it's also about money. Okay, you have to pay for your ankle bracelet. You're paid for it. They're still going to do you the time. And I said, I need to get this bitch off of me now. She said, let me give you a letter. She gave me a letter. She notarized it. And she said, yeah, go and get that off. She said, but, you know, it's all the money. It's all about money. Okay, you have to pay for the bonds and then the bond out, right? Because she looked at the $5,000. I said, it was $500. She said, yep. She had it on the system. And she said, but, yeah, they did not even contact you to let you know they dropped the charges. There was no proof. I said, I was dumbfounded. I was dumbfounded. I'm like, okay. I said, can I get that letter real quick? She said, yeah, it'll be $3. I'm like, damn.
How are you going to charge you for a letter?
Yeah, to get to the ankle bracelet. And I said, okay, let me go to the ATM. I'll be back. So I went to the ATM, got the money out. I said, here. And she said, yeah. She said, you need this. Show the ankle bracelet people this, the monitor, and they'll take it off. She said,
they charge you $3 for a letter. Is this a letter?
It was notified stating the case was dropped. And I like my mom said the same thing you said. She said you really should consider some kind of lawsuit because you lost your job because of this, James. You know, unemployment. Then your job going to lie and say, they said you got charged, and the unemployment said no, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have fired him. He was charged, not convicted. But Tim, I heard some horrible horror stories of niggas going through the same thing I went through, way worse. Not even convicted to them. Charged.
But, hey, ain't nobody doing nothing about it. You didn't. Those people, obviously, they didn't. Maybe they are.
No, they didn't either. No. Well, Tim, I'm going to be honest with you. It is a defeating experience to go through the court system. It's defeating as hell. Because when I had an ankle bracelet, when I bonded out, I was sweating for a whole damn month, Tim, going, damn, what the F is this, man? What the F is this, you know?
But, hey, that's what your ass gets. I told you about years ago, people say, stop, leave your leading ladies alone and all these people who work in your productions who you have a falling out with, leave them alone. But no, your ass, how they send them little smart-ass letters and then look at what end up happening.
But you just can't lie and say, he's going to kill somebody. I'm scared.
Well, maybe they felt like you was harassing them. So they, anyway, they can get you back. They did. And I bet you they was happy. I mean, maybe they didn't know exactly what happened.
Well, you know, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
They would be happy if they found out your ass. Oh, he had to have an ankle bracelet. And even though he got the charges dropped, he still had to pay for 2 more weeks or he had a charge on his name and he lost his job. Oh, good.
Well, when I went to court the day I went down to the jail, the what do you call that? The prosecutor. He said, "Yeah, Your Honor, I think his bond should be at least $20,000 because he actually made a video of a woman getting killed with blood on her hands." And the judge said, "Yeah, I'm scared to put Mr. Watkins back out of population." Oh, look! And the public defender said, "Don't say anything." I said, "What you mean, don't say anything? It's a damn video of a shot." And the state, the prosecutor, I wanted to jump across that table and just cut him like Wolverine. He said, "I think it should be like $20,000 because he shouldn't be out of population."
That's what prosecutors do. That's their job. They do shit like that. They try to get people who are, like, you've seen Law and Order.
There's an asshole on there who's always on there trying to get people effed up. Even Boston Legal. I remember that show. So, because they went to a website and they saw the Smooth Criminal promo and a teaser. And I said, the Playboy model gets killed. And that's where they got it from. And then one of the models who filed the complaint, she had the script, because I was going to use her house to shoot. She had the script of how I was going to kill her. She submitted that. I said, the state of Florida, assholes, you dumbasses, do your research.
No, you shouldn't harass no people. You shouldn't try to steal a bike. You shouldn't have done all...
Oh, F you, bitch. Faggot ass. Oh, by the way, did you see Smooth Criminal?
Oh, Michael Jackson video? Yeah, back in 1988.
You try to be so funny. Here I am patronizing the blue screen effect of Doomcast.blogspot.com. And I like that little picture you got of Colin Farrell called Time Total Recall, which is getting blasted, but the previews look good as hell. But the only reason why I want to see it is because of Kate Beckinsale. Woo! Only reason. I know you saw it, normal nigga.
You know what? F you. You want to see it, and I did go see it.
Before we get to that bitch, did you see Smooth Criminal, my video?
Listen, I already gave a review of Total Recall. I ain't going to give another one. And I don't know. I don't remember. If I did, it was a long time ago. Okay. Wait, is that the one where you got fake teeth and you have a looking like a powder?
That's called Flesh for Fantasy, Billy Idol song, bitch. Well, I look like powder.
I don't think I saw Smooth Criminal.
Smooth Criminal with a damn Playboy Playmate. It came out last. It's
all your videos is with a Playboy Playmate.
Come on, bitch. Anyway, what did you think of F it?
Yeah, F it. That's what I say. F it. This ain't nothing but softcore porn except lesser than Guinea Max.
You sound just like a dude named Ken L, also known as Vicious.
What you got against Vicious now? You ain't talked to the boy in however long, right? He hasn't communicated with you.
Well, he always keeps telling me you should join Doomcast. But your YouTube, he said instead of getting 8 people look at your videos, you get more people if you go to Doomcast. I'm like, yeah, you bitch. Because he's part of my YouTube channel subscribers as usual.
I can't believe anybody subscribed to you. But I see you got a quote on your website from SBK Live.
Read it, bitch. But I'll F you up your ass.
No, I don't have. No, I didn't. I'm not looking at it now. I saw it earlier, but I don't remember what it was saying that your show is great or you're a great performer. But I thought so you're talking to him again. You want?
No, they was mentioning my name in the air. They was like, "What's up with Mr. Watkins? He won't call us no more."
I thought that they said they wasn't having nothing to do with. No. They took away a prize. What did they do? They took away something.
My book review segment.
Oh, they took away your book.
Yeah, because those stupid ass girls scared.
but then why are they asking the question? Why? Where's James? Yeah, they took your segment away. They took you off the air.
That's what I said. That's what I thought too. That's what I thought too. I said this is interesting.
How do you know they say anything about you on the air anyway? Shit, why are you listening to the show still?
Oh, no, someone sent me an email. They were like, "Hey, there is Jamal Thomas. Yeah, he's a composer. He's like, hey, man, I heard you on SBK Live, and they mentioned that you don't call the show no more. I'm like, what? So I went down to the Kinkles into the podcast. I'm like, oh, interesting. Very interesting.
And that's it? There's going to be nothing with you and them anymore?
No. I listen once in a while when I'm at work. I can't listen all the time, but I listen once in a while.
I'm talking about you. Okay, so but you're not going to be back on SBK Live.
Oh, they want me to. Yeah, they want me to help them out with some things they're doing. And I called them up one last week. No, 2 weeks ago. I said, oh, this is interesting. You guys treat me like a little whore. You bang me. They were laughing. I said, okay, that's okay. I got my tampons on. Do y'all want to go another time? And I said, no, that's it. This is not right, SBK Live. Y'all a bunch of punk-ass radio DJs, okay? I said, I ain't going to go in detail. And Kevin said, no, don't say no names, James. Don't say no names.
Well, you didn't say it on the air, though, right?
Yeah, I did.
But you ain't say punk-ass DJs on the air.
Yeah, I did. I said, you got three losers. I said, SBK stands for Soul Bastard Kevin. All of you people are bastards. Okay, man, you're going to take somebody's word. I'm going to say her name, but they don't want me to say her name. You'll take her word over my word. And Kevin said, come on, James, you have to admit, man, you're pretty intense. And if people don't know you, you can't scare people. I said, well, Kevin, this is why we should have artistic genocide. We have to start killing people who are stupid, okay? We have to.
You're not making said, your case better you by saying that, James.
Well, that's what he said. He said, artistic genocide. I said, yeah. He said, I like that. I can't agree with it, though. I said, but hey, that's how I feel, man. But you got these people listening to your show, like these models. They send stuff to you guys. You guys get them to the studio, and what's the first thing they say? Oh, I don't want to shake my butt. But, baby, that's why you're up in the studio. That's what you're good for. And Kevin said, yeah, we do go there a lot. I said, but, yeah, you're going to take me off the air because one model said, well, I blasted her ass. And so she's going to say I was messing up your name. I said, that's wrong, man. He said, no, we know we love you, James. I said, listen, when we used to have sex, all three of us, all four of us, we used to have sex, what did I say to you? Okay, I went to take a shower. I'm showering off the juices. And Kevin said, no, don't say that. I said, no, what did I say to you guys? Every time I get on my bicycle ride home, I said, look, regardless of what people may think, okay, I'm going to stick it to the three of you like I never had before. And they was cracking up. And Kevin said, okay, man, well, we go to, come on, we cool, right? I said, yo, you, because you need me now. Because you notice the callers you have are some dumbasses. You got some dumbass callers, Kevin. You need the Phoenix. And he said, okay, man, we need you, brother. I said, okay. And I hung up the phone just like that. Just like that.
And you ain't heard from him since?
Yeah, nigga, they be sending emails. Come on, James, call us up. You know, we got an event coming up, James, coming up. And, you know.
You discussed it with...
I'm disgusted. I see, y'all treat me like a little whore. You bang me? Do you put me out in the street? Took off my segment? Just because one girl going to say a lie. He's talking bad about you guys, blah, blah. I'm like, that's messed up. I said, can I say her name? And they said, no. I'm like, come on, dude. She lives in Miami now. But they don't want me. Her name is Miss Mari. They don't want me to say her name because they still cool with her family up here. I said, I don't give a damn. She lied on me, you know. But if you go to my website, go to the Smooth Criminal link, you can read the three names of the girls who, of the females who pushed charges against me: Jolene Lowry, Heidi Sandberg, and Yvonne Sahora. Yvonne is an acting teacher in Orlando. She was in the Next Generation Star Trek for a couple of episodes.
Was she like the Queen Borg or something big like that?
Oh, hell no. She was like one of those 20th co-stars in the background extras, okay? She was on a movie called The Rough Riders. It was a TV show for a while. I'm like, okay, interesting. Yeah, she was one of the ones that filed charges against me that's trying to kill her.
Wait, you put their names on your website?
Yes, I put their ass on blast. If you go to the Smooth Criminal link, you can see the video and you can read. Yeah, I put their asses on blast. Jolene, Heidi, and Heidi thinks she's on Farrah Fawcett because I told Heidi four months ago, before she filed charges, I said, "Look, bitch, you think you look like Farrah Fawcett? Let me tell your ass something. When Farrah Fawcett died, people was all worried and, you know, and crying. But 5 days later, somebody else died, and they forgot about Farrah Fawcett. That was Michael Jackson. That's me and you, bitch, okay? You think you're Farrah Fawcett? You ain't nothing.
I don't think it was a 4 or 5 days later, but go ahead.
Oh, a week or 2 weeks?
I think it was less than that. Because people were complaining. They said, Michael Jackson's death, that's not fair that her, his death outshined hers, and nobody was able to say bye-bye to Farrah. I'm like, bitch, if you like Farrah Fawcett, you're going to say bye-bye to me.
Thank you.
I mean, and what's this about outshining? Besides, even if he didn't die at all, and she did die, nobody would, the same amount of attention she got, the same amount of attention she would have got. The next day, people were, Donna Summer, people, they didn't grieve, they grieve over one day. Donna Summer. Well, Whitney Houston, a week. Okay, so you know Farrah Fawcett wasn't going to get more than Whitney Houston.
Well, you know what, though? One dude had me cracking up when Michael Jackson died. He said, it was on Yahoo News. Oh, we're going to talk about that because your ass went there talking about movies and how you defended Hollywood. I was cracking up. Anyway, it was on Yahoo News, and he said when Michael Jackson died, he said, this is effed up. He said, not even Farrah Fawcett's own parents going to remember her. They think of Michael Jackson. I was cracking I was rolling. And people, he had like 800 replies. I was cracking up. And it was like, that's wrong. And a lot of people said, nope, that's right. That's right. He said, not even her own parents can remember her death. And you know, I want to say something about what you said about Whitney Houston. That movie Sparkle came out Friday.
And I know you saw it the first day.
My name is not James Terrell. It's James D. Watkins. Okay. The advertisements here in Orlando, I don't know about here in L.A., they had a picture of Whitney Houston smiling, and it says, come see the legend, Sparkle. I said, okay, this is false advertising.
I know.
Because the movie is not about her.
It's about Jordan Sparks.
Thank you. The movie is not about her. I couldn't believe they put that, come see the last living legend. I'm like, interesting.
Oh, that movie bombed.
I think it will. I think it will. The Expendables is going to kick that ass.
Well, it already kicked. The Friday box office came in and was number 4. But I don't want it to be on the number. I don't want it to be in the top 5 at all. But it is going to be probably.
Well, the critic is saying Jean-Claude Van Damme made this movie. I'm like, what? What? He said, yeah, he is the villain in this. He's the man. But anyway, I just want to back up to him real quick. So. So that's why I got advertisements here what's it called again?
Sparkle.
Oh, Sparkle.
You heard of the movie. They had it since the 70s. There's been a movie called Sparkle.
Oh, you know, so I'm like, wow, man. Come see the legend last. But what was we talking about right before that?
Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah. And he said, SBK Live, this was 2 weeks ago. He said, I'm going to run down the top 10 moments in TV history. That's what even this, I was at work, right? Of course, 9/11 made it. But check this out. The death of Whitney Houston was higher than Michael Jackson. You know?
No.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a hell minute. She was a junkie drug addict. She was, no one didn't care about her.
Michael Jackson was, too.
That is true. But, Tim, according to the report he read from the World News, I think it was, her funeral procession was watched way more than Michael Jackson.
They thought he was a child molester, and they didn't think she was a child molester because she wasn't. But she was just a crackhead. But he's a crack. he's addicted to drugs and a child molester.
So you said he got double whammy.
Yeah. And she was in a church. Hers was like in a church, so it was processed, you know, it would have the blessing. Like her mother wasn't trying to, and his was like, they spent millions here. They used the Staples Center. It was millions and millions of dollars. They set it up. It was a big setup. They had all, it was like an event. It was like, that was what you call it, like a sporting event or something, but the biggest sporting event, like it was the Olympics. And there was all kinds of news reporters outside and stuff, and they had this thing they called LA Live here, which near the Staples Center is like a, you know, big plaza, like we had Manhattan Square in Rochester is like that, but it's different stores and shit. But there's big signs that had like electronic signs. They're expensive, big ass signs that in order to run those things, and they all had Michael Jackson pictures on it, video. The whole thing was, the whole mall was set up and blocked off with all security, and nobody can get in unless you had a ticket. So that cost millions of dollars. Hers didn't. It was just a simple church thing that her mama said, okay, we're going to have a little church. And we had one camera. you didn't see it, did you?
No, I didn't.
It looked exactly like one of the church programs of public access that we hit.
Are you freaking serious?
Exactly like that, except, you know, the bigger budget ones that have better cameras?
Yeah.
It was a little less better than that, a little less than that. Even the bigger budget ones was better than Whitney Houston's video that they had there. But hers was better than the shitty ones that we had at RCTV with the fully bad videotape, fully dark.
It's been dubbed over billions of times.
Yeah, just the sound was good, but it was one camera. That's it. One shot from the back of the church. I'm like, damn. But and there's a whole bunch of gospel singers. That's why I was surprised people watched it, because it was a lot of gospel. And then people were saying, because I was at the same time I was watching, I don't know why, it was early. I was watching it online, and at the same time there was like people was tweeting at the same time I was watching, and they was like, this is bringing America back to church. This is why Whitney died, so America can come back to church and see how real church is. I'm like, these people. And then people was like, I need to, and all these motherfuckers were tweeting, I need to get back in church. I need to go to church.
Well, they smoking a blunt, yeah.
You know, the next day, everybody forgot all about that shit.
Tim, I think the next hour, okay, Tim? Tim, we live in a disposable society. Look at everything is disposable. Look at the news. Like you just said, you brought up a good-ass point. Okay, next day, that was forgotten, Tim. Okay, everything is disposable. Everything. It's like, damn, nothing sticks anymore, Tim. Nothing. And you look, and I feel bad for the Jacksons. They fighting one another. They beating each other up. Catherine Jackson running away. It's like, what the hell is wrong with people? But one critic said it the best. Oh, no, you know Dr. Drew?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
this show be fun. Okay, this show be kind of funny sometimes. He had an attorney on there. He's a good-looking attorney. You know, young-looking man? Dr. Drew had a Jackson assistant on there, and Dr. Drew said, what's going on? The dude tried to explain it. He said, well, the kids want the money from Catherine, but the will is in Catherine's name and the kid's name, Prince, that blanket, whatever those idiots' names are.
Oh, they have little kids.
So Jermaine and Janet Tito have a what do you call that, Tim? Mutiny. What do you call that? No, there's another word he used. But they try to stage a coup to get Catherine to get the signatures on there, and so the money could go back to them. And Dr. Drew said, okay, are you serious? He looked at the attorney. The attorney said, was sitting on the camera. The attorney said, I feel like a homeless man just walking into the room. What the hell is going on here? I was cracking up when he said that. And Dr. Drew said, yeah, I have to admit, this sounds kind of far-fetched. And the dude was like, no, it ain't. If you look at Janet Jackson, ain't no money coming in. Money going out. I was like, oh, damn, he broke it down. He said, Jamie, when's the last time she had a hit album? And no one could answer it. He said, exactly, ain't no money coming in. I was like, oh, shoot, he broke it down.
Well, why didn't he put it coming in? She was millionaire from all those records. Now, this is what her fans said, too. They were like, Janet got $30 million or something like that, they said. And she was a super hit star with all these big concert tours throughout the 90s, the 80s, and the 90s, and early 2000s. So, and why all she would have to do was say, okay, I'm not going to spend a lot. I don't need to spend millions and millions a year.
Okay, well, Tim, who's that dude that went bankrupt? He's selling his sneakers on eBay. He was a basketball player. He has 200 pairs of sneakers of Michael Jordan, Air Jordan. What's his name? Mike Wallace? I forgot his name. Anyway, but Tim, they still spending money though, Tim, and there's no money coming in.
And when this happened, people said them brothers is a trip because Jermaine and Randy, they got a bunch of kids, and their mother was helping when Michael Jackson was alive. He'd give the mother money, and she give those two brothers money. to help take care of their kids, and they sued Michael Jackson's estate saying they wanted his estate to take care of their kids. And people say, oh, them brothers are a mess and stuff. Bridget, see, Janet don't have to worry about this, but all them other brothers are a mess, brothers and sisters. I'm like, no, Janet is the main one fighting Paris on TV.
Yep, slapping her ass.
After people said that, as soon as that said, people like, Janet don't got to worry about that. They said, Janet is just as bad as the others. They said, no, she's not. She's rich. She don't need no money. And she's not pathetic like those others. And then the very next day, the image of Janet fighting the Paris on TV, trying to snap the phone from her. I'm like, yeah, she's the main one. Her and Jermaine were the
main. Well, God knows Jermaine isn't. And see, Tim, that's where Michael Jackson, when he first died, there were some idiots talking about, he wasn't broke. Yeah, I turned to the girl. I said, you don't know how the business works, baby. I'm not being rude, but this cat was spending money stupidly and frivolously, and he was not making the money coming in. That's why he was doing his tour. This is it, whatever. This is it. And she was like, no, all the money he made from the 80s? I said, yeah, the money's gone, okay? It is gone.
A zoo in your house?
Thank you.
And a music park?
Oh, music park. Oh, and I told her. I said, well, you know what?
For that everyday upkeep?
He didn't want to believe me. I said, you know what? You know those people that work for him, his maid and staff? Before he died, they were not getting paid for the past 4 months. She was like, what? I said, yes. Okay, his attorneys had to pay out of their pockets for the payroll. He was not paying them because he didn't have the money. Okay?
And why would his attorneys pay out the pocket?
Well, tell him that goes back to David Siegel, the timeshare mogul. And people like him want to be next to Michael Jackson, so they want to pay money and they'll do things to be next to him. Michael Jackson came here in Orlando to stay at that man's mansion many times, when David Siegel said it after he died. And he gave, you know, he invested in Michael, and he never sold the money back. He said, I don't care, that's Michael Jackson. I'm like, you dumb ass bitch. That's like that book, The Men Who Will Be King, Paul Allen, you know, the Microsoft co-founder. He was spending billions in DreamWorks. And his sister said, stop it, because you losing money. You need to spend money to be next to these Steven Spielberg or Jeffrey Katzenberg. Do they call you? No. Well, pull your money out. That was funny as a bitch. He said, do they call you? He said, no. He said, I met them the first time at our investment meeting. She said, yeah, that's the only time you're going to meet them.
And speaking of spending money, remember years and years ago, that after that, I forgot, that Martin Bashir's interview with Michael Jackson, that main image, everybody got away. Going to Las Vegas to that store. I want this, that.
He's spending money. Oh, by the way, he had to take that stuff back, too.
They sued. I remember they sued him. I don't know if they got the money or not from him, but he didn't pay them for that.
No, he didn't pay them for this or that.
How could you go there knowing you ain't had the money to pay them and say, I want that and that and that?
That's like the niggas in the ghetto going to these electronic stores. Yeah, I want to get this big screen TV. They ain't working a job. They want to get it on credit. It's a debit card. The same thing, Tim, just magnified. That's all. Just magnified.
And I when I went to Vegas, I walked past that store, too. I was like, oh, this is the one that Michael Jackson... Because in front of that store, it said, you can't come in here, basically. Now they say,
oh, really?
Yeah, they said, you can't touch nothing. No, you can't touch nothing in here. You can't take no pictures in here. I think that's all it said. I don't know if it said you can't come, but I think it said you got to have an appointment or something like that to come in here, or you got to be willing to buy something in order to come here. I guess people went in there trying to take pictures. Like, this is the place that Michael Jackson shop at. But I walked to the side. I saw a young boy working in there, whatever race they was, Indian, Korean. I don't know what the people are. But I was like, is this where Michael Jackson shopped at on TV that one time? He's like, yep. I'm like, dang.
Now he's pissed off at the public. You can't come in here no more.
The public is probably just coming there touching shit. The Michael, buy this, and that shit is expensive.
You remember that? Yeah, the statue. He bought a boat. I think a miniature boat. Something like, damn, bitch. It didn't look good.
Right after he died, somebody was watching a video when I worked with my coworkers. They had one of them little iPhones. And he's like, man, look at this video. And it was Michael Jackson had a whole room in a hotel in Las Vegas, and it was like a whole bunch of shit. It looked like a museum, but a museum of shit. And it was like one these statues of these ugly-looking Cabbage Patch face-looking mannequins. One was dressed as, like, a chef. One was dressed as a butler. And they were ugly. I'm like, what the fuck is this about? Why would you want that?
It's creepy, huh?
Yeah, and it wasn't even a room set nicely in a room. It was just packed in a room with a bunch of other stuff just like it. like Indiana Jones. I'm like, why?
You know, and that goes into people understand. They think, oh, with Thriller, he made that money. He's set for life. I said, if he had invested his money, he would have been. But I said, but think about what Chris Rock said in his comedy.
Well, he ain't just invest, it's not spend it. If you spend
you're right. You're not spend it, yeah. It's like what Chris Rock said in Best. He said, you all should be striving to be wealthy, not rich. He said, these basketball, these rock stars, they rich, and they lose their damn money. He said, but wealth, he's like Bill Gates or Oprah. He said, if Bill Gates would wake up with Oprah's money, he would kill himself. That thing was funny. People was cracking up. That thing was brilliant, though. He had a good point. He said, that's wealth. I said, that is true. And Michael Jackson could have had that. Well, what's his name? Prince Michael Jackson?
I don't know if Michael Jackson could have had that because he never – you're only going to generate so much money from albums. And then after a while, cause even his album sales go down. And then people get their money from tours. So, yeah, all those people are – you know what? You know who's rich doing that? I'm sorry. The Who, the Rolling Stones, I bet you, Aerosmith. I bet you they all were richer than Michael Jackson before he died. Because they did.
You know what? Yeah. No. Well, Tim, don't forget now. Michael Jackson had that Beatles catalog, but he wasn't smart with that catalog. Remember?
Yeah, the people wanted his debtors wanted him saying he shouldn't own that. We should own that.
Yeah. You got the Who, Aerosmith, Rolling Stones. They richer than Michael Jackson, dude. I believe you on that. I agree with you on that. You know, and I'm like, wow. People, the public is so dumb asses. They think as soon as your ass out there. You up there, you win. Like last week, Sunday? Yeah. Thursday. Yeah, I was at work Thursday. And SBK was at an argument with his producer, Angel. Because Angel was like, Jeremy Renner said the Kardashians are a waste of life and space. I was like, damn. Because apparently he was promoting a movie, The Bourne Legacy. And they asked him about, you know, how he does he watch reality TV? And he mentioned the Kardashians. He said, those people are such a waste of life, space, air. And SBK said, but they're winning. And I got mad. I listened to the radio. I said, yeah, I should call Angel off on his ass. What you mean they're winning? And Angel disagreed. Angel said, what you mean they're winning? He said, they don't got no talent. And SBK said, we don't know, but see, people know them. People buy their stuff. And I said, yeah, see, people like you think they're it. You know what I mean, man? It's like, come on, man.
That thing on the internet, somebody posted, oh, because they showed a picture of she was, you know, she's dating Kanye West now. And then she was at that Black Awards with Jay-Z and Beyonce. And they said there's an awkward moment where somebody won an award, like Kanye won an award. Oh, him, they won for that album, him and Jay-Z did. And him and Jay-Z was like, you know, going, yeah, man, give him a pound or whatever. And while they was, first he hugged his wife and Kanye hugged Kim Kardashian. Then the two dudes was like congratulating each other. And they said it was an awkward moment with Beyonce giving her a cold shoulder. To Kim Kardashian and it was on his Facebook page. This girl posted it and women was like, yeah, that's right, Kim ain't shit. This is, she ain't up to them. She didn't even be with them. But then there'll be two or three people who y'all need to stop hating. Kim is doing her thing. She's doing her thing. I'm like, they was mad. It's like y'all ain't got shit. Y'all just mad because she's richer than you.
You're quick to say that.
Got her own business. She doing that. I'm like, why are y'all? To me, those are people who want to be rich and famous without doing nothing because they know they have no talent.
Exactly.
They want to.
Exactly.
Maybe I could be like her and not really have to do anything, and make money and be famous for it.
There was a couple of calls that they took on that little argument Angel and SBK had. And there were some people just like what you just said. They were sticking up for Kevin. They were going off on Angel. There was a couple of girls, mainly females. They was like, Angel, I don't know why you hating. Angel's like, I ain't hating. I'm just stating, you know, I'm just stating, they ain't winning. Like SBK thinks they're winning. I mean, just because they're making $100 million, look what they did to get there. You know, in fact, there's a report that Kris Jenner, the wife, the mother, I think that's her name.
Yeah.
She helped sell that sex tape with Ray J and Kim.
Ooh.
He says, yeah, there's some paperwork going back to Kris Jenner. Yeah, there's some paperwork going back to her that she helped try to get that thing to the market. And Angel was like, and you're going to tell me, he was telling the caller this, you're going to tell me that family's winning? You're going to whore your daughter's been a whore, been ran through the industry. I'm like, damn, Angel. You know, but she's making $50 million. She made some kind of crazy money. And you think they're on TV, and you think they're winning? And then Kevin said, well, I will say this. I can't watch that show anymore. I said to myself, why are you watching damn First Place, the Kardashians, whatever, keeping up with them? And he was like, yeah, you know, but Angel, come on, man, you got to give it to them. Angel said, I'm not giving them jack, man. I'm not giving them jack. Yeah, there's some paperwork going back to Kris Jenner that she authorized the sale at certain markets for that sex tape. Yeah, they're going to burn in hell for that crap. That's like,
you can't judge human beings on what's going to happen.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
In the afterlife, you could judge in the now life, like, because when people are so-called hating, they're not hating. They're trying to be realistic so they could tell their kids, no, you can't get ahead like this.
No,
we can't. Why are you hating? Why are you hating? I'm going to be just like him. He's like, no. We're trying to be realistic, not haters. We're trying to be real.
See, exactly. And people, until you are so right about that, people are quick to say, why are you hating? Why are you? It's like, no, I'm not hating. I'm being real. Okay? I'm being real. You know how many brothers out there, and when I say brothers, I mean sisters, who could paint a damn mural, but they didn't get no damn press? Then they could take a damn airbrush paint on the sidewalk, make it look like a three-dimensional. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay.
Crying out of a hole.
Yes! Yahoo News. Well, your ass knows, because you're on Yahoo News anyway. Yahoo News spotlighted them niggas a couple of months ago, okay? I couldn't read all the damn comments because I don't have time, but God, I wish I could. If niggas was writing on there, okay, Yahoo News, you should do this, then the Kardashians. I was cracking up. It was like, why don't you spotlight people like this? I said, yeah.
Because why do people ask that question? Because people click on those, and you need the more clicks.
That's what eight other people said. It was like, because it's all about money. It's all about grabbing attention, eyeballs. He said, don't get me wrong. These murals are damn interesting. He said, but when Yahoo News puts up there Kim Kardashian in another sex movie, how many of us are going to click on that? I am. That's what he wrote. He said, I am. I'm like, damn. So he has a point. Whoa, I keep saying he, but it could have been a she. I said, yeah, he has a point. But Tim, those paintings are off the damn chain. There was one dude, he typed one, it looked like a sinkhole. I said, damn, this looks scary. But it was on the sidewalk. It was unreal.
Yeah, there was one with Batman and Robin on the side of a building, but it looked like you were standing on top of the building looking down at him.
I saw that.
And there's one with a hole in the ground and a bunch of demons crawling out.
Yes. Tim, do they do that in L.A.?
No.
Okay, okay.
But I do want to close out this show.
Okay, no problem, buddy.
This is Doom. Hey, I don't know what we're going to talk about next episode. Be back here, JD and me, and we'll talk about some more shit.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Doomcast.blogspot.com. Send emails to blackpun2000@yahoo.com. You got anything you want to?
Nope, I just want to say thank you. I'm going to since your website's back up, I'll go ahead and put your website back on my website.
All right, it's been up. I ain't going nowhere. Anyway, until next time, peace.
Peace out, people.